right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Pale moonlight shines through sheer curtains covering a bedroom window. Lying in bed, Edith wakes up. She glances at Archie, who sleeps soundly beside her.
Archie. Archie.
She turns on the light.
Archie, wake up!
And shakes him.
Archie!
Oh, would you leave me alone? I was right in the middle of a beautiful dream. I was singing with Tommy Dorsey's band. Let me get back.
No, wake up! Don't
hit me! Wake up! All right.
I smell something.
Is it me? Then don't bother me.
I smell something awful.
It's only New York here.
No, it's coming from the hall.
Edith gets out of bed and pulls on her slippers and robe. When she steps into the hall, she discovers smoke billowing out from under a door. She finds the bathroom filled with smoke. Edith tries to pull Archie up, but he remains asleep. When he flops back onto the bed, she puts his slippers on his feet and pulls him out of bed.
Archie, please! Come on! Get out, Archie!
Don't pull me! Go ahead, I'll come at you.
No, Archie!
He tries going back to bed, but Edith grabs his foot and he spins into a chair. She shuts the bathroom door.
Teresa, wake up! Fire! Fire!
We've got a fire! Yell for water!
Stifle you!
I know just what we gotta do.
We call the fire department.
Edith, Archie, and Teresa run downstairs at the same time and get tangled up on the landing.
What are you doing? Get on the phone.
Call the fire department. What are you jumping around?
Oh, I'm so nervous.
You just better hold it because the bathroom ain't in service and it's all your fault.
It's my fault.
Yes, you blew out the electricity. What was you doing, frick stewing the chicken on a hot plate?
Oh.
I fixed a fuse that you blew before dinner. You must have did something else there. Hurry up, Edith, yeah. Hurry up. Don't wave your finger up in the air. Stick it in the holes here. Dial
119. No,
911. That's what I said. Get it. Go on upstairs and get dressed. We're there when the men come here. I want them gazing at the fire in the can, not the fire in your Spanish eyes.
Hold my guitar.
Your what?
My guitar.
Oh, guitar. Wasn't for you waking up, we'd all be playing harps around here.
Archie grabs Edith's coat. His arm gets stuck in her sleeve.
House or street? Yeah, it's easy to find. You just go down Northern Boulevard East, and then you turn right at the Rexall drugstore.
All right, don't keep yapping at them. You make them so nervous, they'll jump at a fire pose and miss.
All right.
Give me the telephone.
Yeah, well, I'll see you soon. Yeah, yeah,
come on, hurry up. Get off
the phone. Well, I guess we better get our clothes.
Never mind. That ain't it. There ain't no clothes up there that I want to say.
What about your army uniform?
I was only a private. Let it burn.
Well, I'm going to get my wedding dress.
Wait a minute. You want to die?
My grandmother's brooch.
You want to die?
And our family picture album.
You find the album, you throw it at the fire. You really want to risk your life for something? Money. Top of the closet on the shelf there. My secret cigar box I never told you about with $108 in it.
$109!
Surprised, Archie nearly drops the phone as Edith runs upstairs.
Hello? Hello, meathead. Yeah, well, I know you was in bed. Where else? Just put off what you was doing, will you? Get your pajamas on and get over here. My house is on fire. Who the hell is that?
Barney, Art.
Oh, Barney Hefner, huh? Your dog killed my peonies today, Barney. What do you want now?
Hey, Arch, there's a lot of smoke coming out of your bathroom. What's going on?
The bathroom's on fire.
Oh, gee. Fire, fire, everybody up. Come on out, fire, fire.
You know that, Barney. And the wind from your lungs will fan the flames all the way up to Long Island City. Will you help me save some of the finest
sure,
you have?
Sure, sure.
All right. Now, listen, grab the... Barney, let's work on the same item, huh? Get my chair first of all. Now, go easy. It's into my groin here. Take it easy.
As Barney helps Archie carry his chair, Edith and Teresa run downstairs with their arms full. Edith heaps her belongings onto the chair for the men to lug outside. And Teresa carries her things onto the porch.
Let's put it down on the lawn now.
All right, Arch.
Hey, Barney, your dog's out here on the lawn. Here. He's jumping all over my leg.
Well, he's a little excited.
Well, tell him I ain't another mutt, will you? What are you doing now? What is this here?
Oh, that's my picture of Wayne Newton.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about this.
Oh, that's my patron, St. Teresa de la Rosa.
And you wonder why we had a fire? Don't you know it's bad luck to keep icons in a Christian home?
Well, if she started that fire, I'm sorry.
Sorry don't help a fire, Teresa. Miss O'Leary's car was sorry, but Cleveland burned anyway.
Mike and Gloria arrive.
Is everybody all right?
Oh, Teresa and your mother-in-law, all right. I'm suffering a little bit from smoke exhilaration.
Where's the fire?
The fire was up in the can.
Hey, Arch, maybe if I get the garden hose, it'll reach up to the second floor.
You know what I think you ought to do? Get the garden hose. I think it'll reach up to the second floor.
That's right. I'll get your ladder.
Don't do nothing before you get my ladder. You can't work without that. Go ahead.
Good thing.
Gloria!
Gloria runs into her mother's arms.
Oopsies, grab that, will you?
Oh, yeah.
I'll take this.
He leaves Edith's heavy chair for Barney.
Help me say things that are important. And I owe this napkin ring. Oh, yeah, there was a wedding present. Oh, Ma, don't forget my bronze baby booties.
Oh, yeah, they're right over here.
Ma, look what you almost forgot, your bathing stand.
Oh, I'm 3 books away from a Dyson slicer.
She packs the figurines.
Oh, Ma! Don't forget my baby dish with Brownie the Clowny on the bottom.
And my Tupperware certificate of merit!
I think that's okay if it burns.
Come on, you women. You gotta desert the blazing premises. Where the hell is your mother?
She's saving Brownie the Clowny in the kitchen.
Oh, geez, now I can face the worst knowing that. Where are you going now? Never mind, Susan. Come on. Get out of here. What are you doing now?
Oh, my God.
We don't like that parody.
Oh,
that
pictures.
Oh, come on. Come on. Pictures. Out, out, Edith. Come on, let's go.
Oh, that's my pants.
Oh, come on. I thought you'd leave a few of these things for the looters.
Edith runs outside with overflowing arms.
Come on, get out of here. Barney, come here. Come
yeah,
here.
Yeah, Arch.
Listen, in your opinion, Barney, exactly how much time does it take from an upstairs fire to get downstairs?
Oh, not long, Arch.
Then we ain't got much time. Grab the soap.
Okay.
Okay. Jesus, awful heavy here, honey. Watch it.
All right.
Watch it.
No.
jeez. Oh, Barney.
They move the sofa across the room, then put it down and rest.
Oh, my God. Barney.
Yeah?
Do you think this'll blind?
No, Arch. It's too heavy.
Come on.
Arch, don't forget the sofa!
They turn back and pick up the sofa again.
Oh, I don't think it's gonna fit through the door, Arch.
Oh, Barney, how did it get in here? It wasn't born here. Come on, get in there, Barney. Now, don't go too fast.
Oh, all right.
Push me off the porch. I don't want to go off the porch, Barney. I'm off the porch, Barney. Barney, your dog is heisting his hind leg at me now.
Now, cut it out, Sam. Save it for the fire.
I gotta get the rest of the stuff here.
Okay, what do we got?
Well,
what do
we got? The buffet over there.
Yeah.
Tell it won't stand here. Dining room table and chairs. What the hell am I talking about? My television set. Grab that right.
Wait a minute, Arch. Wait a minute. It just hit me. You got fire insurance, ain't you?
Why, certainly. I pay very heavy semi-annual premiums 4 times a year.
What are we knocking ourselves out for? If all this furniture gets ruined, you get new furniture for free. Eh?
You mean the insurance?
Ah.
Hey, Barney.
Yeah.
You know what we gotta do?
No.
All the furniture we carried out of there?
Yeah.
We gotta get that back in here.
Wait. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Arch. You hear that? The firemen are here already. Wait, that's
it. How am I gonna collect on all that junk unless we get it in where the fire is?
Yeah, but the fire is still up there.
What you think is coming down here?
A firefighter breaks through the window.
And that's what he thinks, too.
Is this 704 Hauser Street?
Yes, it is. Hey!
704 Hauser Street!
Yes, it is.
All right, you guys, come on!
Come on, you guys, get in here. Rosenblum,
what are you doing?
I'm cutting my way in.
The door is open.
Oh, this is a shame.
Mike comes downstairs.
Arch, it's all over.
What is all over?
I put out the fire.
Oh,
well, that's good to hear. Thank you. All right, you guys, wrap it up.
Wait a minute. Hey, listen, don't you think you ought to leave Rosenblum here with the axe? Because after the fire, there's a lot of smoldering stuff left that ought to be chopped up.
The fire's out.
Archie scrunches up his face.
Do you know how to swim?
Yeah.
Then why don't you take a run and jump into the middle of Lake Polar?
Mike looks around, confused.
We're in the money. Insurance money.
Archie carries a smoldering bucket around the house. As he lays a chair on the floor, Mike walks in. The two men stare at each other.
What? What are you doing? Did you ever hear of smoke damage?
He knocks over Edith's chair.
Did you ever hear of fraud?
Did you ever hear of getting lucky?
Did you ever hear of going to jail?
Did you ever hear of shut up?
You can't do this.
Certainly I can do it. It ain't as though I do it every day, is it, huh? This is a one shot in a lifetime. The chance to do something, how to do it, or read it. Can't you get behind me for nothing at all? Jeez.
Oh.
Look at this joint. It's a ratty place. We're going to help it there. Look at these curtains over here.
Oh, no, Arch, don't do that.
I'm only smoking them up. They look like they've been through a disaster anyway. Look at all the wallpaper here. Well, I'm going to get Edith new wallpaper. She's been asking for it for years, that's all.
Arch, the insurance company is not going to pay for all this.
You don't know.
Archie extinguishes the bucket with a beer.
They're not going to pay for anything down here.
Shut up and listen. Insurance companies don't care if you pump up your claim a little bit. They just turn around, they pump up everybody's premium.
Oh. So because they cheated you, you feel justified in cheating them?
Well, that folly's done it.
How do you sleep at night?
Well, usually I start on my back. I turn over my belly a couple of times. This time next week, I'll be doing it in a new bed. Oh, come on, will you? Gee. So it's a little bit dishonest. What the hell? Christmas time, I give the church an extra buck, eh?
Mike rolls his eyes.
Listen, insurance is the big racket. They're the ones that scare people half to death. Tell them about all the tragedies that can happen to their lives, you know. Hurricanes blow down the house there. Floods sweeping all the loved ones upstream to the sea. Your volcanoes erupting hot guava all over you, you know? And you pay all them disaster premiums 30, 40, 50 years, see? And then suddenly you do something, well, like you, for instance.
You, on a Sunday afternoon, could be up in the Museum of Natural History, you know, drifting around with the rest of the dopes up there. And one of them big stuffed dinosaurs fall over on you, crush the life out of you. And Gloria wouldn't collect nothing, because the one insurance you ain't got is dinosaur insurance. So don't tell me nothing about insurance.
I'll get it.
I'll explain the whole thing later. I'll explain when this guy... I'll be with you in a minute. But for now, remember this, see? Be like them three monkeys. Speak no evil. Hear no evil and see no evil.
He covers the wrong facial features.
Keep that straight, huh? Keep that straight. Right, now.
Archie opens the door for a man in a suit.
Ah, hello. Are you Mr. Bunker?
Yeah, I am. Misfortunate here. Yeah.
My name is Ligway. I'm your insurance adjuster.
Oh, well, come right in then. Come right in. This is my son-in-law, Mike Stivic, here.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, he's leaving fast.
Yeah, goodbye. Ask him if he sells any dinosaur insurance.
See you next August, buddy. You're looking at my wife here. How do you do is about all she can say to you here because she caught a touch of laryngosis in the smoke.
Can I take your coat?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, you can see everything for yourself there, Mr. Gilway.
Ligway.
Whatever. Just look around. You can see, you know, all the smoke damage over there, room curtains there, room wallpaper, and oh, look where the fireman did
it. He waves Edith quiet.
Busted through the window, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, it's a shame. Oh. It really is a pity what a nasty fire can do to a lovely home.
Oh, hey, look, you know, you work hard all your life, see, and you save up your dollars to fill your home with the most latest antiques, you know? Along comes a fire like this, and everything's gone.
Well, that's why I'm here right now, Mr. Bunker, because that is what insurance is all about.
Hey, I always said, insurance is the backbone upon which this nation sits down upon.
Well put.
Yes. You probably want to look at the bathroom, go right up there, only don't flush anything up there, because whenever you flush up there, come right down here.
Now we have the preliminary report from the fire department. You're going to get a whole new bathroom.
Oh, hey, Edith, ain't that nice a whole new bathroom?
Yeah, but I don't understand.
He silences her.
Well, I'll tell you, I think you're going to be into us for a pretty sizable amount.
Well, you know, it could have been a couple sizes bigger, only I fixed the fuse.
Oh, you fixed the fuse?
Yeah, Teresa blew that.
Oh, who's Teresa?
Oh, yeah, you didn't see her yet. Well, she's our boarder. It's a Puerto Rican girl, you know. And electricity, you know, electricity's awful new to them people.
Could I take a look at that fuse box?
You certainly can, sir. Just step right over this way, yeah. You go right down the cellar, through that door, take the steps down. The fuse box is on the other side of a pile of junk and bottles down there. Watch the hot pipe up on your knees.
We're in a money.
Oh, Archie, I don't think you should have told him that Teresa started the fire.
Edith, you don't understand about insurance claim. In order to collect on a claim, you got to claim that somebody done something. Huh?
But it was an accident.
Certainly was an accident. Otherwise, you can't collect. I ain't saying a girl did it on purpose. She ain't a firebug. She ain't like your emperor, a Negro, fiddle while wrong boy.
Well, Mr. Bunker, I think we can start talking business now.
Oh, that's terrific. So you looked everything over, and so it's going to come to how much?
Nothing.
Archie knits his brow.
Wait a minute. You didn't say nothing.
Oh, yes, nothing.
But, Mr. Ligway, the fire burned our whole bathroom.
There's no toilet up there. What are we supposed to do for the rest of our lives? Run down to the Texaco station?
We ain't never missed paying a premium for 20 years.
What the hell's the use of the guy carrying fire insurance?
Well, all I can suggest is that you read your policy. All we are liable for is the damage done by the fire. Now, we're not liable for any of the damage done here. This was all done by the firemen.
Well, the firemen didn't do it.
The monkeys, Edith. I didn't know nothing about that fireman stuff there, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take the fall for all of this, but listen, the fire burnt that bathroom.
Oh, yes, that's very true. But you see, there is evidence, Mr. Bunker, that you may have committed a fraudulent act.
Not since I was a kid in the bathroom.
Now, you see, Mr. Bunker, what I mean to say is that there is strong evidence that you may have started this fire.
No!
But, Mr. Ligway, how could he? He was in bed with me.
And all he was doing was sleeping there, telling me.
He was asleep in woke up and I smelled smoke.
And this is what caused it. This fuse. Fine girl, you didn't replace it. You stuck a penny in it.
Well, it got the lights going.
It certainly did. And that penny caused the overloaded circuits to start the fire. Hey, Bunker, Bunker, we're both men of the world here. Why should we go through a lengthy litigation, huh?
Well, no, we don't want nothing like that. I mean, that's almost as bad as dragging through the courts, ain't it?
Bunker, sit down.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Edith rights a chair under Archie as he sits.
I think I can talk my company into making a settlement right now. Tell me, what kind of a figure do you think is fair?
Oh, fair. Listen, fair is all I ever wanted, you know. And I figured it would be fair about $5,000. But a man of the world figure would be closer to, let's say,
$3,500. $500.
$500? You think I just drove in from Jersey in a pickup truck?
$3,750.
$2,500.
I'll take that.
I didn't offer it.
$2,800. $1,500.
$1,000, Mr. Bunker, is all my company will go without investigating the possibility of arson. And who wants to do that?
Not me.
Therefore, if you will sign this release, which I have right here, I'll get a check in the mail for $1,000 in your name.
Archie looks to Edith, who shrugs.
That's swell advice, Edith.
He signs the release.
All right. Here we are. You know, while we was doing all this, I forgot to tell you something.
What's that?
Get the hell out of my chair!
Ligway stands.
$1,000 to replace a beautiful bathroom like that? $1,000 nowadays wouldn't even build a wooden one-holer in the backyard.
No, that's true, but it'll help to pay for the increased premiums on your fire insurance now that you're such a bad risk.
Hey, whatever happened to the company that held out the two hands?
Well, once in a while, Mr. Bunker, all you get is a finger. Bye-bye.
Ligway quickly leaves. Archie helplessly turns to Edith. Archie watches TV.
Oh, this is hockey at its best, Edith, because both teams are out of blood here.
Edith holds up wallpaper samples.
Archie, which do you like the best, the roses or the paisley?
Please, Edith, I'm watching a hockey game. You want to see something exciting? Laberty's going at the Jensen with his hockey stick there.
Oh,
this is
I
it.
Like the roses.
All right, Edith, I vote for the roses. Go get them there, Laberty.
Oh, I like the paisley, too.
Well, all right, the paisley, Edith, whatever the hell that is. Look on his lip there, Laberty. You got it here, Bobby?
I like roses because they smell so good. Still, I think the paisley will make the room look bigger.
All right, Edith, use them both. And the room will look bigger and it'll smell good at the same time.
Bobby, I don't like either one of them. What do you think of the green stripe?
Will you get this thing out of my head? You see what you've done? You made me miss the best part there. Jensen, turn the tables on Laberty. He beat him with a stick then I did carry Laberty out, Edith. And if he dies, I miss the whole thing.
Sorry.
Jesus, I'm gonna hate that wallpaper for the rest of my life. It's a real disappointment.
Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Michael Lohman, Larry Ryan, and Mel Tolkien. Executive story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Story editors Douglas Arango and Phil Doran. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Liz Torres, Teresa, Alan Melvin, Barney Hafner. Roger C. Carmel, Mr. Ligway. Those were the days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You, by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1977, Tandem Productions, Incorporated. Recorded at Metro Media Square, Hollywood, California. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production.
Viacom.